In the North India.
North India.
Yes. You have here the center of
yes, I've got my center.
Unity. Yes.
Yes. What is the address?
Rue Le Sueur.
Comment?
Près de l'avenue Foch.
Vous avez près de l'avenue Foch.
Oui.
You have the temple of Krishna. Alors,
yes.
But you have a community in Paris? Yes.
We shall install DT tomorrow morning.
Yes, you...
Sir, have you got time to attend?
Yes.
Et il vous demande si vous avez le temps de passer visiter notre inauguration demain matin.
Ah, pardon, perhaps. What time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is perhaps difficult.
Nine to twelve.
Alors perhaps in the end of the morning, yes. Perhaps it is. Yeah. It is. It is the inauguration.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Inauguration.
We have a beautiful form of Krishna. Lord
yes.
Krishna.
The very of Krishna. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It is very beautiful. Yes, I would be very glad to visit you. You was in the Hotel de Ville of Paris this afternoon?
Yes, we just came from the Hotel de Ville.
Yes, yes. Yes, we had a reception at Hotel de Ville. Yes.
Prabhupada spoke on our philosophy of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
People were very interested. Our spiritual concept of soul.
Yes.
He spoke of.
It is a personally I like very much Hinduism, and I am a brother, Alain Danielou, it is my brother, who is a specialist of Hinduism, and especially
his brother has written a very great book, which is known all over France.
Especially on Indian music. He lived during many years in Benares.
Benares.
15 years in Benares.
Oh, he has been 15?
Oh, yes, oh, very, very long time. Oh, yes, very long time, oh, yes. And after he worked in Pondicherry, and each year he comes in India, yes. Yes, oh, yes, he's very, very, very known in India for his works, especially about Indian music. But also in Indian spirituality, the yoga, the Indian gods, and all the questions concerning India. Yes.
Where is he now?
He is now in Rome. In Rome. He writes especially in English language, not in French. He lived in Rome, in Berlin. You visited Italy, or Zeus?
Not yet.
France.
I got invitation from the secretary.
Yes. Only in Italy, peut-être.
We are beginning one branch in Italy.
Yes.
Your brother, he has acquired a little philosophy from India.
Yes, very acquainted with Indian philosophy and Indian language. He read very well Sanskrit.
He knows Sanskrit?
Oh yes, you know very, very well, And he speaks Indian modern language, Hindi, Bengali, and Tamil.
Bengali?
And Tamil.
I'm Bengali. Linguist scholar.
Yes, very scholar. It is first time you visited France?
This is the third time.
Trois fois.
Our spiritual master was very interested when I informed him that you have had several meetings with political leaders of France as well, that your interests extend into government and politics as well as religion.
Yes.
So our Vedic conception of politics.
Yes, politics.
The king is the representative of God.
Yes, sir.
King,
yes, sir.
The Bhagavad Gita, bring a glass of water.
We can get a glass of water?
Glass.
Do you understand English enough to?
Yeah, I understand often, and very well may understand some.
The kings.
Yes, sir.
This creation, God created this material world.
Yes.
What is the purpose? What is the purpose of creation? There must be some plan.
Yes.
When you manufacture something, do something, there must be plan.
Yes.
So, what is the plan behind this?
Yes. What is this plan? Yes, sir.
What Christianity says about this plan?
Christianity thinks that creation is the work of the love of God, and the signification of creation is that God wants to partake his richness, his joy, his beauty with free spirit. And the goal of the creation is essentially the realization of this communion with God, the communion with God. Alors, the visible world is without great importance, is an appearance. But there is a reality in human person, in human personality. Because human personality is has a...
Si vous pensez mieux parler en français, je peux
traduire. Oui, si vous voulez. You understand what I say not very well. Le maître m'a demandé de lui dire un peu quel était le plan de Dieu, n'est-ce pas, pour les chrétiens derrière la création.
Et, so, the creation, we are living entities. We are also part and parcel of God.
Nous sommes des parties intégrantes de Dieu.
C'est ça, oui.
Just alors, like
yes.
This finger.
Yes. Is a
part and parcel of this body.
Yes.
Simply everything
is a part.
Part and parcel of God.
Yes.
So the part and parcel of the God, the living entity, its business is to render service to God.
To render.
Il dit qu'en tant que partie intégrante de Dieu, notre devoir c'est de rendre service.
C'est cela. Yes, I agree.
Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body.
Yes.
But its business is to serve the body. I ask the finger, come here.
Yes.
It is doing like that.
Yes.
I ask the finger to come here.
Yes.
So it is the business of the finger is to serve the whole.
Yes,
it is part, and the body is the whole.
Yes.
So therefore, the business of the part and parcel is to serve, render service to the whole. This is natural condition.
Yes.
C'est la condition naturelle de partie, de rendre service à complet.
I agree with this.
Let me finish.
Yes. And I think that the vocation of each creature is the service of God.
Yes, the service of God. When the living entity forgets this business, that is material life.
that is.
Oui.
Well, quand il n'y a pas ce service, oui.
Quand l'être vivant oublie.
C'est ça,
cette
service.
C'est
alors
ça,
c'est le mal. Matériel. Alors c'est ça. Alors c'est ça.
Therefore, in this material world,
yes.
We find almost everyone.
Yes.
Has forgotten God.
Donc dans le monde matériel du trône, c'est tout le monde qui a oublié Dieu.
C'est cela.
The conclusion is that this material world is created for the forgotten souls.
La conclusion, c'est que ce monde matériel existe seulement pour les âmes qui ont oublié leur relation avec Dieu.
Yes.
And here the business is to again revive them to God consciousness.
Yes. Et notre devoir dans ce monde, c'est de ramener cette conscience.
Cette conscience de Dieu. Yes.
So the process of enlightening the living entity, especially the human being,
mm-hmm.
because in the animal form of life,
mm-hmm.
one cannot be enlightened.
Yes.
Neither the animal can understand.
No, can understand. Yes.
What is God?
Yes.
It is only the human
yes.
being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who can understand? If
yes.
he is trained,
yes.
Then he can come to God consciousness.
Yes. It is true.
So this creation is meant for the forgotten souls.
Yes.
To give them a chance
yes.
for reviving their God consciousness.
Yes.
Is it clear?
Yes, it is true. It is very, very clear. Yes. Very clear.
And for this business, sometimes God personally comes, sometimes he sends his representative, his son, or his devotee, his servant. This is going on.
Yes.
God wants that
yes.
these forgotten souls
yes.
should come back to home, back to God.
Yes.
Yes. Therefore, from his side,
yes.
there is constant endeavor
yes.
to revive their God consciousness.
Yes. Yes. God consciousness.
Now, this God consciousness can be awakened in the human form of life.
Yes.
Not in other form.
Not in yourself. Yes.
Maybe very rarely, but the human being, what is the water?
She said she was coming with it.
I'm sorry. The human being has got the prerogative
yes.
to awaken his dormant God consciousness.
Yes.
C'est le droit exclusif de l'être humain.
Yes. Yes.
So the best service to humanity is to awaken their God consciousness.
Yes, it is true.
It is best service.
It is the necessity of internal conversion, yes, for human human souls to return
oh.
to God. But do you think that this the personality of human soul is a personality permanent, that is, we remain always distinct, not separate from God, but distinct of God.
Distinct.
Distinct of God, yes.
Just because like you are distinct from me, I am distinct
yes,
from you.
Yes, yes.
Like that.
And we are distinct from God in a certain sense.
Yes, but as I am, the individual being.
Yes.
Similarly, God is also individual being.
Individual being.
Being.
Yes, yes.
That is the Vedic statement. Nitya nityana. Chetana chetanana.
Yes.
Eko bahunam jo vidadhati kaman. God is also a living entity.
Living. God is living.
Living
entity. Living.
And we are also living entities.
Yes.
But he is singular number, we are plural number.
Yes.
Il est unique, nous sommes nombreux.
C'est ça. But do you think that really God loves human beings and
God
loves
every living entity.
God love.
Not only
yes,
human
yes,
beings.
Yes, yes. And there is
but also,
and you think that the origin of creation is comment dit-on, le péché.
Do you believe that the origin of this creation
is
sin?
Is the sin of man, or is the love of God? Yeah. What is the origin?
Is this creation
when the living entity forgets love of God?
Yes.
He's given this material one.
Yes. I agree. Christianity agrees with this.
The exact word in Bengali, there is a poet, Krishna Bhulia Jeev Bhogvancha Kare.
Yes.
Pasete Maya Thare Japotia Dhare. As soon as the living entity forgets his position as eternal servant of God.
Yes, sir.
And he wants to imitate God.
Yes.
To enjoy.
Yes.
At that time, Maya, illusion, or Satan captures.
Yes, sir.
Captures.
Yes. It is true. The man must imitate God, imitating his bounty, his
power,
his mind, and his knowledge of the spiritual things. It is possible to man without the helping of God to realize his perfection.
No, no, no.
It is necessary that the grace of God help.
By the help of God,
yes,
he can revive.
Yes,
that is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Because the man he himself is not capable to attain the divinity.
By the help of Krishna. By the help of God.
Yes.
And by the help of master,
spiritual master.
Yes.
Spiritual master is very important.
Yes.
The guru, you say,
yes.
Guru.
Yes.
Guru.
That is the very word used.
Yes.
Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Beach.
Yes.
One revives his God consciousness by the mercy of God and Guru.
Yes. In Christianity, we speak of spiritual fathers.
Yes.
The spiritual fathers.
Yes.
We is a man who has a good experience of spiritual things and communicate his experience to others, you know.
Yes.
And we have in Christianity monks who live in monasteries. With contemplative life and austerity of life. And we have many monasteries in France, Saint Benedict.
Oh, where you got the water?
Yes.
From Caribbean Sea?
Voilà. Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire? Ah, un verre d'eau. Ah ben non, mais il n'y en a pas. Attendez, il faudrait demander.
Krishna's mercy. I can change the tape.
Leader of the Krishna community?
Yes.
Yes. But there are in India other communities. Vishnu, the other.
The same. Krishna and Vishnu, the same.
The same. Ah, that's important. But of course, if you want donnez-moi un peu de sel. Ah ben, elle n'est pas ouverte.
That's okay. Attends. Would you like some water yourself?
Somebody else. Orange. Si.
For you.
Si. So, material world is meant for persons.
Exactly.
You can give me this.
Yes. You have in India today a religious life, or
yes, I'm sometimes.
Yes, but there is no atheism, a little some atheism, not
no.
Atheism, religious indifference, materialism exists in the towns.
Now there are many atheists.
Many atheists. Yes. In France, we have this problem.
In France, the greatest parts of children are baptized and trained.
Give me a little more.
La plupart des enfants sont baptisés.
Oui. In France, the greatest part of children are baptized and received a religious education, a religious training. The great part. The atheism is chiefly in amongst intellectuals. Not in the
Not in the mass.
Not in the mass.
The same
thing. The intellectuals are always a little extravagant. And the mass remain religious. Yes, very good. Very good.
But still, we find that the French young people today are at the head of all of the revolutionary philosophies and movements.
Yes. But it is not the majority of the young men. And this revolutionary spirit is amongst many young some research of the absolute. Some young men are communist and Marxist, surely, yes. But many youths today have a spirit of research, actually, are insatisfied with actual religious forms,
yes,
and research and religious experience, a spiritual experience.
That is like
experience.
They are disgusted with the religious lecture, yes, without philosophy.
Il dit que les gens sont dégoûtés par les rites religieux,
oui,
sans philosophie.
Yes, it is true. They accepted some formalism, ritualism. Do not like this, but he research personal and internal experience. And you have a great interest in France among the yoga, among Indian method of prayer, great interest. And we think that the method of prayer are the same in the various religions. We have in Christianity method of meditation, of interiority, of silence.
What is the program that Christianity has for giving people in general this experience that they're missing?
Il demande quel est le programme du christianisme pour donner aux jeunes cette expérience qu'ils manquent.
Oui. C'est nous avons. We have today many community of prayers where young men go together and in a monastery and n'est-ce pas, et pray together with alternative of silence and of lectures of some text of the Bible and of the Gospel, you know, because we think that the life of Jesus is the model, the shape, and we like that Jesus is the manifestation of God, and is the way, because it is necessary to find God who is hidden, to have a way. And for ourselves, Jesus is the way to go to the hidden God, you know. And the imitation of Jesus is, for a Christian, the ideal imitation of his poverty, of his goodness,
of this love of God.
He says the ideal of Christianity is to imitate these various qualities of Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. I think it is the character specific of Christianity, the importance of the person of Jesus. Jesus is the perfect model, you know, of the virtues, and it is à la fois the model and the savior, because we think that Jesus is not purely man, he is a manifestation of God. God is gone amongst us to help the man to find him. We know that the man researches God, but is has not the capacity of find, and it's necessary that God come to help the man to find him.
We call that guru.
Yes, and Jesus is this. So, I'm very, very glad to meet you.
May I ask you one question? Jesus says, "Thou shalt not kill." Why Christian people are killing?
Pourquoi les chrétiens sont...
Pourquoi ils tuent si le Seigneur Jésus les a demandé de ne pas tuer?
It is forbidden in Christianity to kill. Surely, but alors chiefly we think that there is a difference between the life of man and the life of the beasts. N'est-ce pas? And that the life of man is sacred because the man is the image of God. But we have not the same respect relating to the beasts, to the animals. And we think that the animals are at the service of man, and that it is legitimate to man. For us, each life is not the same. What is really important is the life of man, and the human person is really sacred. And it is forbidden to kill a human person.
But Jesus does not say human being. He just says generally, thou shalt not kill.
Il dit que le Seigneur Jésus n'a pas spécifié, il ne tuait pas les êtres humains, il a dit de ne pas tuer.
Ah non, il a dit de ne pas tuer, l'être humain. Parce que il y a, in the Bible, we have many examples of, by example, we have many sacrifices in the Bible, sacrifices of animals, you know. Many sacrifices of animals in the Bible. Alors, this is not forbidden. Alors, it is sure that it is a great sin to kill a man.
Yeah.
Tout à fait. Alors, there is surely the great question of the war, the national war. And
you think that to kill an animal is no sin?
Not sin.
No sin.
Because we think that the simple biologic life is not sacred. That is what is sacred is the human life. But none the life as.
But
life.
I think that is interpretation. Jesus Christ says generally, "Thou shalt not kill."
Jesus. This phrase is not the text is not a text of Jesus. It is a text of the Old Testament, and it is a text.
No, it is New Testament also.
Old Testament.
Is it not in the New Testament?
It is in the book of the Levitic. It is not a word of Jesus. It is a word of the Levitic. And it is a part of the Decalogue of the Ten Commandments, what God gave to Moses.
That's all right. But Ten commandments.
Yes.
One of the commandments is that thou shalt not kill.
Un des commandements est tu ne tueras pas, tout à fait. Yeah. Mais it is sur les, I think it is sur les the killing of man. I think I have a great difficulty to understand why in Indian religion, because it is impossible. By example, it is necessary. Comment dit-on la nourriture?
Food.
Oui, for the food of man to eat. No. To
man,
eat.
Man can eat grains, food grains, fruits, milk. Sugar, wheat.
Not pas de chair, pas de not.
No flesh.
No. Why? Just like the fruits are meant for human being.
Yes.
The tiger does not come to eat your fruits.
Yes.
So tiger's food is another animal. Mm-hmm. Man's food is fruit.
Yes, sir.
Food grains.
Yes, yes.
Meat products. That's like.
Oui, mais it is why? Because grain and plants are also living beings.
That's all. Right.
Living beings.
That we also understand.
Yes.
But if you can live just like generally, if I can live on fruits and grains and milk. Why should I kill another animal?
Yes, sir. Yes. Where is
another thing is that how can you support that animal killing is not sin?
Yes, sir.
Comment justifier que tuer les animaux n'est pas péché?
Que les animaux n'est pas péché?
Que
tuer les animaux n'est pas péché?
How do you justify it?
Yes. Because we thought that there is a difference of nature between life of man, life of spirit, and biological life. And we see that really exists. And we think so. We think that animals, plants, are not real beings, are world of appearance, and that a human person only is real being. And that, in this sense, the material world is without importance.
Now, I follow. Suppose you are living in this house.
Yes.
So, you are not this house, that's a fact.
Yes, yes.
But if I come and break your house,
yes, sir.
Is it not inconvenience for you?
Yes, surely it is inconvenient.
So if but I cause inconvenience unto you,
yes,
is it not criminal?
It is inconvenient to me, but is
no.
It
if I cause some inconvenience to you,
yes,
is it not criminal? Is it not sinful?
I think if there is a serious reason, it is not the destruction of the spiritual man itself. By example, it is perfectly possible to use of the reality of the material world, of the natural world, to the valuable finality of human vocation. We think that the question is a question of motivation. It could exist bad reason to kill an animal. But if the killing of animal is to give food to children, men, women, oui, ont faim, qui ont faim.
Ungrey. We are Ungrey. It is legitimate, legitimate. We have. It is difficult to admit that in India, comment dit-on, les vaches.
Les
cows. Oui, cows. It is not permitted to kill a cow to given to children who are Ungrey the.
From any other consideration, cow's milk we drink.
Yes?
Therefore, she is mother. Is it not?
On boit le lait de la vache, et donc elle est notre mère, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, yes, surely. But.
According to.
Oui, yes.
Vedic version.
Yes.
We have got seven mothers. Adau Mata, the original mother.
Yes.
Guru Patni.
Yes.
Wife of the master, spiritual master.
Yes.
Can you understand?
Il dit que selon la vision védique, il existe sept mères.
Yes, yes, yes.
D'abord, la mère maternelle.
Adau Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani.
Yes.
The wife of the priest.
Yes. La femme du prêtre, oui.
Rajputnika,
yes.
The wife of king,
yes.
The queen, four. Adu Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rajputnika, Dhenu means cow,
yes.
Dhenu Dhatri means nurse, Tatha Prithi, Prithi means earth. These are seven mothers.
Yes.
So, cow is mother because we drink milk, cow's milk.
Yes.
How can I deny that she is not mother?
Yes.
So how we can support killing of mother?
Yes. Yes, it is a motive, but we see that.
Therefore, in India, those who are meat eaters,
yes.
They are advised. That is also under restriction. Advice to kill some lower animals.
Yes.
Like goats, even up to buffaloes. But cow killing is the greatest sin.
Yes. I know this. It is for us a difficulty.
Yes, because cow is mother.
Yes, it is such.
You take the milk from the mother.
Yes.
And so when she is old, she cannot give you milk. Therefore, she should be killed.
Yes.
Is that a very good proposal?
Est-ce que c'est une bonne proposition que quand la vache devient trop vieille, on donne du lait, on la tue?
Oui.
Yes.
If the men are Ungrey, it is the life of men is more important than the life of cow.
Therefore, because we are propagating this Krishna consciousness,
yes,
we ask people to not to eat meat, any kind.
Yes.
But if under certain circumstances, you are obliged to eat meat.
Yes, sir.
Eat the flesh of some lower animals.
Yes, sir. Mm.
Don't kill cows.
Mm.
It is the greatest sin.
Yes, sir.
And so long, one will be sinful, he will not be able to understand what is God.
Yes.
But human beings, main business is to understand God.
Yes, sir.
And to love Him.
Yes.
But if he remains sinful, neither he can understand God and what is the question of loving Him.
Yes.
Therefore, at least from the human society, this cruel maintenance of slaughterhouses must be stopped.
Oui, j'ai
Il dit que
Parce que il est recommandé dans les écrits védiques que si on doit manger de la viande, mm. on doit, c'est mieux de tuer des animaux inférieurs
oui, oui.
à la vache.
Oui,
et donc ça, ces abattoirs qui existent actuellement oui. doivent être fermés si on veut avancer
oui.
l'espèce
oui.
humaine.
Oui. I think that perhaps this is not an essential point. I think that in this realm the uses of various religions can be good. The important is to love God.
Yes.
But the commandment practical can be various.
That's like God. If God says that you can do this,
yes.
that is not sin.
Yes.
But if God says that you cannot do it,
yes.
then it is sin.
Oui, mais God says that it is not good to Indian and
no,
says to the Jews
no.
that it is...
Therefore I said that Jesus Christ,
yes.
either you call him God or confidence and representative of God,
yes, sir.
Both of them are one.
Yes, sir.
When he says, thou shalt not kill, why should we
yes,
interpret?
Sir.
In another way,
but,
to our convenience.
But Jesus didn't, comment dit-on, agneau pascal, l'agneau, l'animal,
l'agneau?
Mouton, le mouton.
Oh,
oui, chips.
That's all right. But Jesus Christ never maintained slaughterhouse.
Mais le Seigneur Jésus n'a jamais donné sa sanction pour un abattoir.
Ah non, mais he did.
In certain circumstances,
yes.
when there is no
yes.
other
yes.
food,
yes.
That my life must be saved. That is another thing. But why regularly slaughterhouse should be maintained
yes,
for
but,
the satisfaction of the tongue?
Yes.
C'est clair? Il n'est que dans les circonstances spéciales
oui.
ça peut arriver.
But I think there is... at first, a great duty to help men and women and children to live. And actually, it is the first duty. It is more important to help men and women to life.
Oui.
The life of beasts is of minder importance.
That
life
point of view, you can kill lower animals. Why should you kill mother?
Mm, oui. Oui, my mother, man, mother as human being is not the same that...
And it is not moral.
In order
even
to,
you, if you
yes.
kill animals
yes.
for maintaining
yes.
your...
Yes.
Allowing that, there are many other, hundreds and thousands of animals.
Yes.
So if you at all require, mm. people eat also hogs.
Yes.
Sometimes in what time they eat dogs
mm.
also.
Mm.
And there are persons, they regularly eat dogs.
But
in Korea, they eat dogs regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So, even animal killing is necessary
mm.
for
yes.
Eating.
Yes, it is.
Then at least the mother animal should not be killed.
Yes. yes.
That is from moral point of view.
Yes, from moral
so
point of view.
So our point of view is that we don't allow killing any animal.
Yes.
Our Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Tuyam Jumi Bhakta Prithichit. Krishna says, vegetable, fruits, milk,
mm.
grains,
mm. Okay.
all these things should mm. be offered to me
yes.
in devotion.
Yes.
And you should take the remnants of the food stuff.
Yes.
So we take prasadam. And Krishna says, give me food stuff prepared from this group.
Mm.
That we do, accepting that the fruits, they have got fly, but fruits are by nature, there are many fruits. It is offered by the tree
yes.
for eating.
Mm.
The tree is not killed.
Yes.
So we accept this philosophy also,
yes.
that one animal, one living entity, is meant for being food for another living entity.
Mm-hmm.
Jiva jivasya jivanam.
Yes.
That we also accept.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean one living entity is the food for another living entity. That does not mean I can kill my mother, my child.
Yes.
So, at least this must be taken into consideration, that cows, innocent, they give us milk, we take its milk, and we kill in regular slaughterhouse.
Yes.
This is not a very good thing.
Yes.
It is sinful.
Yes. I understand.
Yes, thank you very much.
Fine.
does the fact that Christianity sanctions eating of meat mean that from the Christian viewpoint lower species of life do not have a soul like human beings?
Dites en français, oui.
Est-ce que cela veut dire que dans la philosophie ou la religion chrétienne qu'on peut manger des animaux? Est-ce que cela veut dire que les espèces de vie inférieures à l'être humain ne possèdent pas de l'âme?
Ah oui, sûrement.
Oui, ils n'ont pas.
Ah non.
He says no. That yes, this is the philosophy that that below the human level is the soul does not inhabit the
body. The soul is the human soul. In the animal, you have some psychologic existence, but not life of spirit with freedom, with mind, and with the reality of spirit. But you have the same idea, because you said that there is a difference of nature between spiritual creation and the material world. You know, the material world is not of the same essence than the spiritual world. And the man is a part of spiritual world.
Our Bhagavad Gita says, sarva jonishu, in all species of life, as many forms are there. So the spirit soul is there. This outward body is just like a dress. You may have a very costly dress, and I may have a very shabby, poor dress. But both of us are human beings, or living entities. Similarly, these different forms of living entities, they are just like different types of dress. Bhashamsi jinnani jatha vihaya. Just like you are in black dress, I am in saffron dress.
Yellow, yes.
So this is external. But within the dress, you are a human being, I am also a human being.
Yes.
Similarly, there are 8,400,000 of dresses. There are 900,000 dresses within the water, aquatics. Similarly, 2,000,000 kinds of dresses of the trees, plants, like that. In this way, the Vedic literature has calculated there are 8,400,000 forms of living entity. But they are all living entities, part and parcel of God. Just like one man has got 10 sons, not all of them equally meritorious. Not all. One may be high court judge, and one may be ordinary clerk in the office. But father, both the high court judge and the clerk in the office, father claims both of them as son.
Yes.
But father, there is no such distinction. That this high court judge is very important, and the clerk in the office, my son, he is not important. So if the enlightened son, high court judge, says to the father, my dear father, this son is useless. Let me cut him and eat. Will the father allow?
Est-ce que c'est clair?
Non, exemple, ça,
il dit que juste comme un père peut posséder 10 fils,
un avocat à cour de paix, et un autre, un homme très pauvre,
oui, c'est ça,
un homme mendiant. Oui. Si le fils intelligent demande au père, cet autre fils, mon frère, il n'est pas très intelligent, laisse-moi tuer mon frère et manger son corps.
Ah oui, c'est ça, oui, oui.
Est-ce que le père va donner son accord?
Apart from this consideration, at least this morality should be observed.
Yes, sir.
That cows, they are our mother.
Yes.
We should not kill at least mothers for eating the food.
The difficulty for us is not the idea that it is good to respect the life of a cow. The difficulty is the metaphysic reason, you know.
No, metaphysics not.
It is see, it is. It is the idea that all life is parcel of the life of God, you know. Of this is to us difficult to admit, because we can, there is a great difference between the life of man, who is really called to partake the life of God, and the animal life, who is passager, coulant, without impermanent. Life of that, man is permanent.
That difference is due to development of consciousness. The human body, you get developed consciousness.
Yes.
Just like this tree, it is also a living entity, but its consciousness is not yet fructified.
Yes.
If you cut the tree,
yes,
it does not resist.
Yes.
But it resists in a very small degree.
Yes.
That is proved by the scientists.
Yes.
The Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose in Calcutta, he is also a very great scientist. He has made machine. When you cut the tree, it feels, and it is recorded in the machine.
Yes.
Il explique que les savants ont éprouvé même que les autres espèces comme
and
les arbres.
For the animals, we can see.
Yes.
When we want to kill the animal, it resists. It cries. It makes great sound. It's horrible. So it is the question of development of consciousness. But a soul is there.
But why God make some animals who eat other animals?
Yes.
There is a fault in the creation,
no.
Because it is a fault in the creation.
No. God is very kind.
Right?
If you want to eat animals, then he will give facility, good facility. Just like tiger, you become tiger and eat animals. Those who are animal eaters, unrestrictedly, God will give him the body of a tiger, next life, so that he can very freely eat.
Mm.
Why maintain slaughterhouse? I give you nails and jaws and just eat.
Mm.
So they are waiting that life.
C'est clair?
Non, pas très, oui.
Il dit que Dieu est très miséricordieux. Si quelqu'un veut manger le char des autres, il lui donne le corps facile, dans lequel il est facile pour manger. Pourquoi imiter les tigres, dit-il. Devenez tigre dans la vie prochaine. Je vous donne les griffes, je vous donne les grandes dents pour manger le char.
Ouais. Voilà, maître, je vais être obligé de cesser. I'm very joyful to speak with you. And I hope, if I can tomorrow go to visit the temple, yes, I hope I can tomorrow. Voilà. Comment?
On va préparer un siège spécial pour vous si vous voulez.
Bon.